Hold fast the word, January 29th. What is our response? Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. The Lord has often made manifest in his providence that nothing less than revealed truth, the word of God, can reclaim man from sin or keep him from transgression. That word which reveals the guilt of sin, has a power upon the human heart to make man right and keep him so. The Lord has said that his word is to be studied and obeyed, it is to be brought into the practical life. That word is as inflexible as the character of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. But however much one may advance in spiritual life, he will never come to a point where he will not need diligently to search the Scriptures, for therein are found the evidences of our faith. All points of doctrine, even though they have been accepted as truth, should be brought to the law and to the testimony. If they cannot stand this test, there is no light in them. The great plan of redemption, as revealed in the closing work for these last days, should receive close examination. The scenes connected with the sanctuary above should make such an impression upon the minds and hearts of all that they may be able to impress others. All need to become more intelligent in regard to the work of the atonement, which is going on in the sanctuary above. By study, contemplation, and prayer, God's people will be elevated above common, earthly thoughts and feelings, and will be brought into harmony with Christ and his great work of cleansing the sanctuary above from the sins of the people.